Well, good evening. Thank you guys for being here. Remember, this is a private invite, and I appreciate every one of you for accepting that invitation to be here tonight for this very special moment. I'm going to be very brief. I know it's late. Some have drove from out of town, and like Captain Brown said, she's hungry, so I'm going to make sure you're out here in good time. So, okay. Tonight, we're going to be doing some recognition based on some things that occurred during this year. As you know, you read the news and the media. Trigg County Sheriff's Office has been through a lot with critical incidents, and we do the best we can to provide public safety and 24-hour coverage for our community, and we do appreciate your support as well. So tonight is going to be based on recognition of certain members in this agency. It's not to single anybody out, but at the same time it is, and I don't want any other person from the administration to feel overlooked tonight. First thing I'd like to do is to recognize Deputy Kenny Vincent for his hard work to the community for receiving the Occupant Protection Award. This award is given out by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, recognizing recipients all across the state for their dedication in saving lives by enforcing seatbelt law. Congratulations to Deputy Kenny Vincent, and we appreciate your hard work and dedication for the community members here in Trigg County and keeping our roadway safe. Deputy Vincent, if you'd come up and receive your award, please. Kentucky Sheriff's Association conference here in the state. It was in Bowling Green. And attendance is required of all 120 sheriffs in the entire state. A brief description of what the conference is, for those that may not be aware of it, is it's an in-service for the Kentucky sheriffs across the state that discuss updates on all laws such as administrative changes, penal codes, and legislative updates. While at this conference, a banquet is held to recognize some of our brave men and women behind the badge. During this year's banquet, three of our deputies, along with myself, were recognized for courageous acts in the line of duty. As you know, on March 11th of 2025, we had a critical incident involving several members of our agency, resulting in one deputy being shot and the suspect being fatally wounded. At this time, I won't go into details about the case due to the ongoing investigation led by the Kentucky State Police. However, I will share with you the circumstances surrounding tonight's presentation. On September 11th, Deputy C.J. Earhart was a proud recipient of the Medal of Valor Award for his courageous actions of risking his own life to enter the zone of gunfire being exchanged between the suspect at large fleeing from the State Police and myself. Deputy Earhart was able to assess the situation and loaded Sergeant Zach White into his own patrol car and rushed him to aid where he was treated at the Trigg County Hospital. Folks, let me just tell you, our hospital staff did an amazing job providing critical care for saving the life of Sergeant Zach White and stabilizing him until he was flown out to a larger facility. And I'd like to thank also John Sumner and the hospital staff for their outstanding job that they have done, if any staff members in here from the Trigg County Hospital. Deputy Earhart is commended for his bravery and service to the community and our agency. Deputy Earhart further showed and resorted to his training while acting swiftly under extreme life or death circumstances. With all that being said, tonight, congratulations, Deputy C.J. Earhart. Job well done. Sergeant Zach White was also a recipient, along with myself, of the Medal of Honor. Ladies and gentlemen, the Medal of Honor is a recognized and symbol to the nation's highest level of value and courage and devotion to this agency, community, and Commonwealth. Sergeant Zach White approached the suspect after shots were already fired at myself while I was attempting to apprehend the suspect. Once Sergeant White learned gunfire was exchanged, he without any hesitation advanced to stop the threat of human life being harmed or anybody else being harmed. While doing that, Sergeant White was fired upon and sustained 3 gunshot wounds to his body, all while returning fire to the suspect himself. After hearing multiple gunshots between Sergeant White and the suspect, I was able to return fire with my own patrol rifle, ultimately neutralizing the threat and fatally wounding the suspect. Sean Young was also able to assist with the threat being stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I could not be more proud that we are gathered here today to be talking to our Trigg County Administration and our deputies before you in this room. I'd rather us be talking about them as opposed to talking to them, or talking to them as opposed to talking about them. I'm grateful we can be here tonight and present medals and not folded flags to their loved ones in this room right now. What I'd like to do is to give a special thanks to those who are not in attendance tonight for those agencies that have stepped up and helped fill the void of the coverage while we attended to our sergeant who was at the hospital. And those thanks go to the Christian County Sheriff's Office, the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, Livingston County Sheriff's Office, and Callaway County Sheriff's Office. I'd also like to recognize all the first responding agencies that took place on this critical incident, all the fire departments, Trigg County Constable's Office, Trigg County Rescue, Trigg County EMS, even the dispatchers who sat behind the microphone and had to listen to these horrible incidents that took place in our county. All county and elected officials that are here tonight among us, I thank you. And on behalf of the Trigg County Sheriff's Office, I thank you for being here in attendance and always supporting us when we come to you with our budget and equipment at times of need. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to call Sergeant Zach White to the podium to receive his Medal of Honor. I stand before you tonight, I'm going to go off script for just a minute. I could not be more proud of everyone that's part of this agency and this community and the support we have received throughout my 5 years of your sheriff. The hard work and dedication is truly amazing for gentlemen that are not even born and raised in this county. They go well above the call of service. We operate on 24-hour coverage with an 8-man department, which can be critical at times when responding to your needs when we're on different parts of the county. I hope we can continue to increase our personnel over as time grows with our increased activity. But it should show you right now that we have people here from Marshall County, Lyon County, Clarksville, Marshall County, originally from Princeton. These deputies were not born and raised here. I was. But they still come to Trigg County to serve each and every one of you. And they put their best foot forward and they give 120%. That is because the expectation is 120% at the Trigg County Sheriff's Office. The standard is 100%. And I'd like to say that this agency, including our court security personnel and my administrative staff, all operate at 120%. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, please help me congratulate our award recipients tonight for their bravery and sacrifice they displayed while serving and protecting our citizens right here in Trigg County. Thank you. Tonight, I'm going to offer the floor to our judge executive if he would like to say a few words on behalf of the county constituents or the court governing body. You want to come to the front and stand?
Well, thank you, Sheriff Aikman, for the invitation tonight. Event is very, very nice, but thank you for having it here. We have a little more room to spread out and we'd be able to see the award recipients. For those who were awarded tonight, certainly our thoughts have been with you for a long, long time. Zach, congratulations on your award. CJ as well.
Thanks, sir.
Zach, for your recovery and the ongoing work that you're doing to get back to Trigg County 100%. We can't wait for you to do that, and we just know this community has prayed for you for that day since then, and we are looking forward to the day you can join us back full time. CJ, thank you for your bravery in this event. Sheriff, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Congratulations on your award last week, notarized among your colleagues across the state. Certainly an honor and a well-deserved recipients. Obviously, the Trigg County Fiscal Court does what it can to support our law enforcement. At times, we feel like we are not doing enough, but then you understand the confines of our budgetary process that we work through. I was coming back from D.C. the day the event took place, and my emergency management director was calling. 911 was calling me and asking about my whereabouts because I did not know at that point in time necessarily what the outcome was going to be. And so just know that Trigg County has been praying for you, and thank you for the job well done. We look forward to having you back with us real soon as that. CJ, thank you for your bravery. The sheriff, again, congratulations. And thank you all for the men who were recognized, Zach Kenny, for your award as well, and for all who played a part making Trigg County safe and a great place to live. So, again, thank you all for coming. Those that are out of town, I know that the hour is getting late. We won't delay any longer, but thank you for coming tonight and sharing with us in this award presentation.
Thank you, Jeff. Late. I've got to drive myself, so real quick, I threw this skin on the way over here. It's kind of unexpected. First and foremost, I'm pretty humbled to stand here in front of y'all. Let's see, March 11th, a day I'm sure everybody in here remembers, a day that will be absolutely etched in me, literally. On this day, a coward entered into our small town and decided to wreak havoc, putting the community at risk with his reckless behavior. As sheriff deputies here in Trigg County and across the state, we took an oath to serve and protect. And while others watched from the sidelines, our agency went to work upholding that oath. Due to the ongoing case, as Sheriff Akery explained, I'm not going to go into too much detail. He's already covered pretty much everything there is to cover on the incident. I will say that, just piggybacking off of him, without hesitation, Detective Young and Deputy Ahart ran towards the fight to assist instead of away. Sheriff Akery, Deputy Ahart, and Detective Young, all three displayed a prime example of service above self, and I commend each of them for their actions and bravery. This day changed me and my family forever, significantly. But it also reminded me of why we put this badge on each day, to protect the people in the community we're blessed to serve. I want to thank Sheriff Akery and the entire department for standing by me through these last 6 months of total hell. And I'm proud to serve with such brave and dedicated men and women.
I also want to thank the citizens of Trigg County. Your prayers, support, and encouragement have carried me through some of the hardest days of my life so far. Most of all, I want to thank my family. They're here tonight, my beautiful wife and my three kids. And just real quick, while this medal may have my name on it, it belongs just as much to all of my brothers in uniform, as well as my family, and to this community that I'm proud to serve. And I think that'll be it. Thank you all, and God bless you.
First off, we serve an awesome Savior that, you know, this man's still here, shot three times, and he's up here, you know, able to talk, and in that uniform, he looks pretty good if you ask me. But that day, you know, not going into detail because we're not allowed to, but there was four people in that field when all that went down, and all of them have this badge on right here. That's the people that protect y'all. And that's the department that our boss and sheriff has, you know, established as the standard. And I have full faith that anybody sitting over there would have been there with us side by side. Glad that, you know, Zach is okay. And still got a long road ahead, but we're here for you and love you. And like I said, it's nothing but God. And we thank him. I thank him every day that I can see my boy over there. That's my best friend. But that's all I'm going to say. Thank you all.
Thank you again. This will conclude tonight's ceremony. This is very special and near and dear in my heart. And thank you, Judge, for being here, saying your kind words as you do. We always appreciate your support and your governing body's support of the courts. Thank you all that have been here tonight. If my staff could stick around and family and friends who want to take photographs with us, we'd love to have you here. And if not, we do understand you got to drive home. But then again, thank you. And we got work to do. We got to start shifting in a few hours. So have a good night. Thank you.